This beast is powered. Here's the computer running through the program. Not too much to really see there. All the power comes from two 15 amp outlets. Here's one of them. The other one's on the other side of the fridge. You really can't see it there. But both are controlled by timers. This timer happens to be the one that does all of the animated lights. As you can see, a wire runs up there. It meets the one for the other timer. Two different colors make it pretty easy. And if we look down here, here's the other timer. This is the timer for all the static lights. As you can see, it comes over here where there's two cords plugging in, and then those head outside with the static lights. And if we come back around here, and so then those black things are the computer plugging into that same strand. So pretty much the static lights, which are just the rope light and then the Merry Christmas sign plus the computer, pretty much suck up about 10 amps, believe it or not. So far down, and we'll come back over here onto the table. Here's our distribution between our two boxes. We only have two boxes, each with the 8 circuits in it. There's box 1, and right over there is box 2. And so each of those boxes split over into this mess. And basically, there's 16 circuits plugging into the box, and all the wires kind of run back along different patterns and join the ones coming from above there. Those are the always on ones, and then it heads right out the window. There's the extra extension cord kind of laying there, didn't need quite all the cord, and then they head out front. Alright, so here we are outside, and as you can see, we have a number of extension cords. We have the one that runs up to the roof for some lights up there, and we have this huge bundle of wire out here, and this particular one happens to head out to the Merry Christmas sign, which is, right over there. And the majority of them come around back in here. Or they run into bushes. And then unfortunately they do have to cross in front. So that's what people are greeted with when they come in the house during Christmas time. Of wires crossing over. Hopefully next year we'll be able to come up with some new pattern to avoid this. And then from there the cords just branch off and run up to wherever they need to.